The very capable and very reliable Fiat Ducato has more space and a massive payload. The Fiat Ducato is now available from $39,950 drive away. Visit your nearest Fiat professional dealer today or go to fiat.com.au. Conditions apply.
Coming up in this hour, look, this suggestion that the best way that we might be seeing Meyer and DJs, and that's David Jones, of course, survive is by them getting together in some way. We were thinking during the last few moments, what would you call the two of them if they got together? We might pose that later on. What would you, would it be DJ Meyer or Meyer Jones? We might throw that out there and you may have some thoughts. 131-873 is the number. John Stanley with you tonight. We're going to have Ross Greenwood back with you next Monday. I'll be here this week. But let's look at this question of petrol prices, the attack on the Saudi oil locations and what it might mean for this country. We do, of course, have fuel supplies, which the government says have been guaranteed in the short term. But what about what we pay at the bowser? Jeff Trotter is the General Manager of Fuel Track, joins us now. Jeff, good evening to you.
Good evening, John.
What do you think? When you see something like this, do you then expect to see a relatively predictable outcome?
What I can tell you has happened in terms of the hard numbers was that the Brent crude price market, which is the most relevant in our market, John, it posted in Singapore this morning. Just under $72 US a barrel, which was up just under $12 US overnight in response to what happened in Saudi Arabia. So that's the crude price. However, in Australia, we use a marker in Singapore called the MOGAS price, which is another word for unleaded price. Now, We won't have those numbers through until tomorrow, but if the $12 a barrel increase was passed through to motorists at the pump in Australia, that would mean a 12 cent a litre increase at the pump, John.
12 cents a litre.
Yeah, if the $12 US barrel increase that came through in the crude price. Is transferred through into the wholesale price of petrol, and given that petrol is fundamentally made out of crude, then that would be the full amount that would be passed through. But there's a few mitigating circumstances. First off, the timing. It would take at least 7 to 10 days to be passed through the supply chain. And in the interim, action could be taken. President Trump is tweeting plenty of oil, and that's right. He's got plenty of oil in the US, so they're okay. It's a question of getting it to other countries. I mean, up until recently, they had export oil embargoes in the US. They weren't shipping oil outside of the US. So anyway, he's got the oil. If he can get it to other places, good. Whether or not OPEC will announce any production increases, if Russia announces production increases, then... And if there's a release from the strategic reserves in the US, then all of those would be mitigating factors in terms of a reduction in that 7-day period. So, so all I can tell you is the market opened at $72 US a barrel, up 12. If that was to be passed through, if it would be 12 cents a litre at the pump, but hopefully there will be some mitigating factors. And of course, we're all hoping that there's not another attack. I mean, they've demonstrated how easy it is, relatively, to inflict major damage for relatively little effort.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we talk about drones. You know, we're not talking about Iraq invading Kuwait.
Yeah, we're talking about exactly. We're talking drones. Look, exactly right, Jeff. So look, nothing else changes, and you get a 12 cent a litre increase, but that's with the caveat of nothing else changing, and you've detailed all the other possibilities. So that's
right.
That. Where are we in the cycle at the moment where, you know, you're talking about laying on another 12 cents?
Yeah, okay. So Sydney's going down. Unfortunately, Melbourne is going up. but what you know, as night will follow day, the cycle will bottom out. And here's the thing: the underlying wholesale price in Australia at the moment is basically $1.30 $1.30 a litre for unleaded. What normally happens, the cycle normally bottoms out just above the underlying wholesale price. However, if that wholesale price increases, then what will happen, the low point in the cycle will be higher than it would normally be, so that'll come to an end sooner than it would normally, and the price will go much higher than it would normally at the top of the cycle.
The
range at the moment, all the companies for the last couple of months have been aiming for 165.9 at the top. If the 12 cents came through, you can do the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking $1.77.
Yep. Okay. All right, Jeff, let's hope something happens in the interim. Thank you so much for your time.
That's all right, John.
Good Jeff Schrotter, who's the general manager of FuelTrack at 12 minutes past 7.
Fiat Professional truly is your right-hand van. The Fiat Ducato has more space and a massive payload, which means you can load loads more. The very reliable and capable Fiat Ducato is available from $39,950 drive away, or drive away in the very practical Fiat Doblo diesel auto from $24,990. Hurry into your nearest Fiat Professional dealer and book a test drive today. T's and C's apply.